Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The second baseman, Ollie Marquardt. Batting third. The left fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Morris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ed Morris. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. There goes Porter. The throw from Berry to Rein, and Porter is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver takes first base on ball four. Ollie Marquardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquardt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marquardt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vosmick moves to third. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sweeney. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Goldman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hudlin moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards third. Pickering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rein moves to second. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sewell for a passed ball. Rein moves to third. Berry moves to second. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rein scores. Berry moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ollie Marquard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquard is 0-for-1 in the game. Marquard bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to home to get Berry. Oliver moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-1 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hodapp fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-1 in the game. Kham hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-1 in the game. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Sweeney reaches second base with a double. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rein takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Sweeney scores. Rein moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Berry steals second. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0-for-1 in the game. Morris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goldman hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hudlin strikes out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marquard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Goldman. Oliver moves to second. Ollie Marquard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquard is 0-for-2 in the game. Marquard bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to third. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-2 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliver scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman misplays the ball. That's an error on Goldman. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-2 in the game. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards short. Rein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marquard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up towards short. Rein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sweeney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vozmik hits a pop-up towards short. Rein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-2 in the game. Kham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Kham moves to third. Bibfock pinch hits for Jonah Goldman. Bibfock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. Kham scores. Sewell moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Charlie Jameson pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson bunts in front of the plate. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Detour now playing shortstop. Roxy Lawson now pitching. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0-for-2 in the game. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Oliver strikes out. Two outs. Ollie Marquard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquard is 0-for-2 in the game. Marquard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rothrock hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Rothrock reaches third base with a triple. Marquard goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Webb is walked intentionally. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-3 in the game. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marquard misplays the ball. That's an error on Marquard. Porter moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Red Sox. We'll see more now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Hodapp moves to third. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marquard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hodapp scores. Morgan moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marquard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rein hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Will Seymour is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Moore, and towards Rein, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Detower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Detower hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Roxy Lawson. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.